Hello and welcome to my video. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I'd like to do in today's video is share my best network marketing leadership training. If you want to evolve and grow in your business, it's imperative that you become a leader. You don't have to start out as a leader. You should start out as a good follower and then transition into a good leader and then eventually become a leader of leaders. That's what all top reps have in common. They have great leadership qualities. They know how to build a team, but more importantly, they know how to keep it together. So I have 15 tips that I want to share with you in this training. You can follow along with me on this slide. Make sure that you take notes. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe as we go through this. Let's get started. Number one, everything starts out with being a good follower first. It's hard to lead other people if you've never been a good follower first, because you can't expect people to follow you if you're not willing to follow someone else. So make sure you are a good follower, you're coachable, you're hungry, you do what you say what you do. Number two, you want to be the type of sponsor you wish you had. Maybe you're blessed to have a great sponsor. Most people in our industry don't have a great sponsor. Most people, their sponsor quits in 30 to 90 days and they're left kind of like an island and they have to figure everything out on their own. So the buck stops with you, and you want to be the type of sponsor to other people that you wish you had for your business. Are you being supportive? Are you accessible? Are you setting a good example? Number three, be the type of person you want to sponsor. Everybody tells me, man, if I could just find someone serious in my business, it would be great, when they're not even serious or committed or dedicated themselves. So once again, the buck stops with you. You want to be the type of person that you want to sponsor. Make sure you're using the products. You're talking to new people every day. You're acquiring customers. You're attending training. You're working on your personal development. You're doing all those basic things consistently. Number four, you want to be the hardest working person on your team, where no one outworks or outproduces you. I always say that I want people on my team to pass me, and I hope they do, but I try to set the bar so high that it's almost impossible to do. And that's what a good leader does. They set a good example. They inspire people by their personal example. If people surpass me, that's great, but I'm setting the bar high so that if they do pass me, they really have to get after it. Number five, you need to attend and promote events. Now, we do live in a digital world, and I do understand, you know, traveling is expensive. So maybe you can't go to every real world event. I get that. Plug into your digital events, plug into your webinars, plug into your conference calls, plug into your local events if you have them. They're powerful, because when people get together, the power of the group is always more powerful than the power of the individual. That's why you want to get people to events. It builds their belief. They get social proof the business is working, and it just springboards your business. Number six, daily personal development. If you want to be a leader, you have to improve daily. Read a few minutes every day, watch a video like this to learn some new skills, but improve daily. You're never going to arrive until you take your last breath. We're all human beings, but we can all improve daily. We can all get a little bit better. And if you set the bar high, you set big goals, and you focus on getting a little bit better every day, even in just a year or two, you can be a 100% better leader than you are right now, which is awesome. Number seven, be humble and never let success go to your head. Never forget what it was like to be a brand new rep who was clueless, who was scared, who had a lot of fear. Never forget what that experience is like. Never think that you're better than someone else because you're at a higher rank. You're not. We're only successful because of our team anyways. None of us are one-hit wonders where we build a big business all by ourselves. It's all a team sport. And don't get an ego. I always tell people, don't let success go to your head and don't let failure go to your heart. That's a good mindset to have about your business. Number eight, keep an open mind and never stop learning. What's this mean? Don't act like a know-it-all. You might know a lot more than the average person in the industry, but you can learn from everyone you come in contact with. You can learn from your upline. You can learn from your downline. You can learn from your crossline. You can learn from people in other companies. You can learn from people not even in the industry. So keep an open mind. There's always a better way to do something. Never think that you're perfect with everything, or that your systems or your training or your DMO, your daily mode of operations, is perfect. Everything and anything can improve. Number nine, daily continuous improvement. I had the opportunity when I worked in the corporate world for 1 year of my life. I was what was called a world-class performance facilitator, kind of like Six Sigma, and it was geared around daily continuous improvement. This is how we improve in this business. This is the slight edge or the compound effect concept where all of the things we do and don't do, they either move us closer towards our goal or further from it. And success is just really the result of a lot of small choices that we make or don't make each day of our life. So make sure you improve daily. Try to be better tomorrow than you were today. Number 10, be forgiving and empathetic with others. Now, this is something the ladies are a lot better at, generally speaking, than the fellas. I'm an old army guy. I'm still working on my empathy. That empathy just means that you put yourself in someone else's shoes and you're understanding, you're more nurturing, you're more forgiving, and you can see things from other points of view. I will tell you with the forgiveness thing, when you hold a grudge against someone, it just hurts you. It doesn't hurt them. So be willing to let things go. Be willing to forgive people. People are going to let you down. People are going to make mistakes. We're all human. We all do crazy things. If you can practice forgiveness and empathy, you'll be more relatable. You'll be a much better leader because that's what great leaders do. Number 11, treat everyone well. Everyone on your team is important, whether they never sign up one person or whether they're your top leader. Be nice to everyone. I always tell people, be nice to everyone that you want to stay in the business because everyone is important. Each customer is important. Each part-timer is important. Each leader is important. You're going to have a lot more part-timers and customers on your team than leaders. Probably the ratio is going to be like 100-1. So just treat everyone well and let people surprise you in both good and bad ways. Number 12, do what you say and say what you do. If you have a contest, make sure you pick a winner and give them the prize. If you say there's a meeting at 9 o'clock, don't start at 9:01, start at 9 o'clock. If you have a coaching call with a team member, make sure you're there on time. Just do what you say and say what you do. And if you do make a mistake, and we all mess up once in a while, apologize. Pretty simple. Oh, it's pretty simple for some people, difficult for others. Number 13, be the most constant, stable, predictable person on your team. There's a weather vane and there's a lighthouse. A weather vane spins in accordance with the wind. The lighthouse is steady and constant regardless of the wind. That's what you want to be in your business. You want to be the constant person who's successful, who's consistent, who has a positive attitude, and who grinds, who just shows up every day, and they're, you can rely on them. You want your team to be able to rely on you. You want to be stable, predictable, so that people can look up to you and they can lean on you, because that's what people want. They want a leader that they can do that with. Number 14, stay in the trenches. This is one of the biggest mistakes leaders make. They start to get some success, and then they quickly transition into management mode. They stop doing the activities that they did to grow their business in the first place, and they start trying to manage their team. Don't make this mistake ever. Never stop personally recruiting. Never stop acquiring new customers. Keep doing those income-producing activities. There will be times when you slow down. That's okay. Just don't stop. There'll be other times where you do bursts of energy. Maybe you do a 90-day push, and then you resort to a normal pace after that. That's great, but stay in the trenches. Your team needs to see you in the trenches doing what you want them to do. Number 15, the last tip, and there's probably more tips. I'm trying just to keep this video fairly short and to the point, but work on your skills daily. The good thing about network marketing, there's only a few skills that we need to learn and master. There's about 6 or 7 skills. You can read about those skills in GoPro by Eric Worre, great book. In a nutshell, it's prospecting, inviting, presenting, getting sales, promoting events, working on your personal development, basic things like that. You want to work on your skills daily. And this is where people mess up. What they do is they study and they study and they study. So they watch videos, they read books, they talk with their coach. And what I have found in 20 plus years of doing this is you will learn more by doing something than you will by studying how to do something. The reason people like to study how to do something is because it's not painful. When you go out and do that thing, there's a chance you're going to fail, or you're going to make a mistake, or you're going to get rejected, or you're going to mess up. And that's where the fear is. And that's why you see so many people who want to buy the next course or they want to read the next book, but they never take the time and implement what they learned. So work on your skills. How do you do that? You get in the trenches, you roll up your sleeves, you do the things you're scared to do. You make an honest assessment of your performance. You work with your mentor, you look for areas of improvement, and then you implement that in your business. So these are 15 of my best tips on how to become a leader in the network marketing industry. It won't happen overnight. Some people are blessed and they already have a lot of these leadership skills before they enter the industry. And that's great. That helps them. Other people have never been in a leadership position before, so they have to learn leadership in network marketing. And that's great too. And I'll also tell you this, leadership in the corporate world and in the business world is much different than leadership in network marketing. And that's because we are working with a volunteer army. In the corporate world, when you're the boss and you tell someone to do something, they have to do it in fear of getting fired. Here, no one has to do what you teach, train, or recommend. People only follow you if they choose to. So it takes a different kind of leader. You're not going to be a totalitarian or a dictator here and do very well. You need to be more of an inspirational or a servant leader if you want to be a successful leader in network marketing. So I hope you got some value from this. I hope if nothing else, you'll evaluate yourself in each of these 15 areas. Maybe pick one or two areas that you could focus on for the next couple months to improve upon. Don't forget to check out the links in the description box below this video. Also, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, and click the notifications bell. That will help our channel out a lot. We post a new video every day, so make sure you come back tomorrow and also check out the other videos in our library. With that, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.